It's absolutely massive. You're not getting this in a trailer on the back of your SUV. It's a World War II warplane. At least I think it is. Dougie Kirk and Bob Gallagher are both shaking their heads. Dougie, what is it?
It's a transport aircraft that was built after the war. It was built in 1952.
It looks older than my mother, and that's when my mother was built.
Well, everybody looks old when you've stood outside for, you know, the last 50, 60 years, you know.
OK, so you are Solway Aviation Society.
Yeah.
You're camped out here at Fort Paul, and are you really gentlemen of a vintage probably not dissimilar to this aircraft, dismantling it piece by piece?
Yes, it has to come apart piece by piece. We'll eventually break this, what you see here, into five different parts.
But it's massive. I mean, I've just walked past some of the doors that have come off it. They're bigger than a bus.
Yes.
Have you got machinery? Or have you got, like, have you got Popeye strength?
Sometimes you've got a forklift truck.
My goodness. So what did you do? $20,000 or something you bought this for? How much is it going to cost you to dismantle it and get it over the way?
Well, we think by the end of the day, when it's back together again and painted, it'll be over £100,000 we've had to spend. But we've been quite lucky here. I started collecting money in January, and up to now I've raised £71,000. And, you know, it's been tremendous, the amount of support we've had from, you know, like-minded people that want to save this aircraft.
I get the feeling, though, Bob, you're literally going to have to bust a gut to get this apart.
But there's only 47 of them built, and this is the last one in the world.
Well, it looks like it as well. I mean, forgive me for being rude. What's the plan once you've dismantled it? It's leaving East Yorkshire, isn't it?
Leaving Yorkshire and going to Cumbria.
Okay.
Carlisle, outside Carlisle. And getting rebuilt there. But it'll take about 2 years to rebuild it.
Is it going to be part of a bigger exhibit, or is it just going to be this?
We have 23 airplanes at the minute.
We have, yes. Yeah.
I'm worried for your health, Dougie.
Well, no, we take it easy. You know,
How do you take it? It's massive.
Well, it is massive, but every time you come here, it looks smaller to me.
Okay, well, I mean, even that little engine is the same size as my radio car.
Yeah, 300 horsepower.
Yeah, 300 horses in there.
I reckon you could fit them in at all.
Oh, no, was it 3,000 horsepower?
3,000. Oh, no, you couldn't fit 3,000 horses in it.
3,000 horsepower, and there's four of them.
How long, then, before you uncouple take the last chock away and manage to get this thing off-site?
Well, Nick's wanting us away by the end of June, and I'm sure it's going to happen then.
Right.
The engine's here, and some of the smaller tailplane parts down there, they're going to move on Bank Holiday Monday.
The smaller tail parts that are only about the size of an East Yorkshire bus.
That's right, yeah, but that we can get on the back of a normal wagon.
Right.
Well, down there, you've got half the wing. You've only got half the wings down there, off the end. And that's the same wingspan as our jets we've got in the museum. Just half the wing.
I'm literally like that emoji where your head's exploding, because the scale of this, the ambition of this, is this the most ambitious aircraft you've ever had as part of Solway Aviation?
Yes, to move it is, but we have other aircraft in the museum that are the same kind of size, but they've flown into us, you know, because we're on an airfield.
Yeah, this isn't flying, is it?
Well,
good luck, fellas. Can we have an invitation over when you've got to put back together, please?
Certainly. Any time at all. Yeah.
I'm coming to Carlisle. I think it's a beautiful city, and I'll really look forward to seeing this beauty back in all her glory.